For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, you know that my own daughter flocked to volleyball like so many these days. My partner, Paul Zeiss, not here today, but he's coached AAU girls basketball for a long time. And we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, that a lot of the athletes that he sees that 10 years ago would have been playing basketball for him are playing volleyball. It's become a really, really popular sport and a really high profile college sport. And here we have Dan Fisher, the coach of the Pitt women's team, which for the first time reached number one in the rankings, first time in program history on Monday. Dan is in L.A. right now. I think he's stuck in traffic. They're playing number 23 USC as part of a trip out west. Dan, we appreciate you joining us. This is fantastic. What did it mean for your pro? I know you have bigger goals, but what did it mean to see Pitt number one in the rankings?
Well, it's thanks for having me on. First off, I am driving through some LA traffic on the way to our morning practice, but we're looking at it as a challenge for us to kind of see how we respond with maybe a little bit more hype around our program.
Well, there's been a lot of hype around women's volleyball, as I just mentioned, Dan, and I'm just curious, even in your career, as you're out on the recruiting trail and things like that, what do you attribute this to, the rise of girls and women's volleyball?
Yeah, a couple factors. About 15 years ago, girls volleyball at the high school level became the biggest sport in terms of participants. It surpassed soccer and volleyball and basketball. And then also the last, 5 years, boys volleyball has been one of the fastest growing sports. So I think there's just more people in our society that either play the sport or know it. And then I also think, the Paris World Cup, all these big, moments that other women's sports have had too, have certainly helped to, make us feel like it's a little bit more mainstream.
For sure. And speaking from my own experience, like I mentioned, a daughter who played softball and basketball, and her and others, her friends, they prefer volleyball. In my theory, Dan, is two things. One, it's like the most basic sport to play. Like when we were four, we were, you had a ball and you hit it up in the, it's a very basic fun. I'm trying to say it's more fun for them. And I think that in some ways it's a different dynamic. Like softball, you make a mistake, you're suddenly on the frying pan. Volleyball, you make a mistake, everybody hugs you. It's just a different dynamic,
Well, yeah, it is certainly a good product, and it's harder in volleyball since the ball is always moving for one individual person to totally take over. So, a lot of people say it's one of the most true team sports.
What was your vision? We're talking to Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball team, getting ready for a match against USC, number one in the country, three straight Final Fours. What was your vision when you came to Pittsburgh, Dan? And the second part of that question is, no matter the sport at Pitt, and this used to be this way in football, some people view it as a stepping stone job. What has kept you here?
Well, what's kept me here is the support of the university and the administration, and just my wife and I really loving the community. And then, now in the last few years, really just the fan base and the ability to realize that we can get top talent here at Pitt. And so, I'm going into season 12. People ask me this, but I certainly didn't, year one, wasn't thinking a lot about winning a national championship, but over the past few years, that's definitely been the goal.
And man, those, the games are so fun to watch, you know, whether they're at the Fieldhouse, the Pete, and then on higher levels when you guys head over to the Final Four every single year. Is this the team? I'm sure you get this question a ton. Do you feel like this is the team that can break through?
I know we can. I hope we are the one. And the reason I'm really optimistic about this team is we've made three Final Fours in a row, but it's been largely with different players. And so this group is returning a lot. And so we're going in with a lot of players that have kind of been on that big stage.
We talked last year, I think it was on the eve of the Final Four, to Rachel Fairbanks, and my daughter and I are just enamored with her. When she came there, she was more of a hitter, all-around player. It feels like she could be a hitter almost anywhere in the country, but then she became a setter. So I'm wondering if you could talk about maybe the sacrifices that she's made, her leadership, just her in general, just an amazing player.
Yeah, she was a very good recruit, but wasn't like the highest rated setter. Mostly because of what you said, she was just a good all-around player. But with some of the other talented hitters we have on the team, it just makes the most sense for her to be our quarterback. So, and she trained with the senior national team this summer. She's kind of in one of the players in their minds for the 28 Olympics. So, you know, she has a bright future as setter. But yeah, you're right. She could hit and has hit for us in the past. And is just a really good all-around player.
Do you have other players who have legitimate Olympic aspirations?
Yeah, I think we have three or four. And Olivia Babcock was the national freshman of the year last year and also trained with the national team last summer. And so she's someone that's they're looking at. And then a bunch of other younger, Tori Stafford's got a chance. But they're only sophomores, so we got a ways to go.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Fisher on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. His Pitt women's volleyball team, which has been to three straight Final Fours, is number one in the country, even as we speak. Observing you, Dan, on the sidelines, I think more, Phil Jackson than I do Bobby Knight. You seem to be very calm. I wonder what I'm sure that's maybe not the case inside sometimes, but if I had to guess without being at your practices, is that how you are, more of a philosophical, calm teacher type, or how would you describe your coaching style?
Well, I think I try to wear whatever hat the team needs. I'm probably not quite a Phil Jackson, but I can ramp it up a little bit more. But, you know, like towards the end of the season when we're in some of our most high-profile games is, you know, during the tournament runs, it's a lot about the players at that point. And we've implemented systems, and they know the scout, and they got to execute. So it's a lot of me making some in-game adjustments and just encouraging them to be their best.
Dan, you mentioned support from the administration as one of the things that has kept you there. Heather Like was somebody who signed you to at least one new extension, maybe multiple, yep. I don't know. Obviously, a major move the other day. Heather no longer there. How did that move strike you?
Well, I was surprised, like everyone else, and I've been through this a couple other times with, you know, Scott Barnes and Steve Peterson, and it's we're just going through such a time of uncertainty in college athletics. It just adds one more thing to it. And so certainly appreciative of her and what she did for our program, and I'm just hopeful we get a really good new leader soon.
Was it part of your latest extension Dan, that you would have an upgrade from Fitzgerald Fieldhouse, as much charm as that place can have to play in? Obviously, you're going to have a new building fairly soon, I guess. Was that part of it? Like, hey, we want to upgrade?
No. That wasn't. I mean, Heather had a vision for that, and we certainly will benefit from that, and so will wrestling and gymnastics. But it was never part of like a demand or anything like that. It's coming along really nicely. It's really going to transform the campus, and it's going to be pretty sweet when it's done. It's a little over a year now that it should be fully finished.
You mentioned NIL. We've talked to a lot of college coaches in football, basketball. Some have gotten out because of that. How has it affected the women's volleyball game, and how has it affected the way that you build your teams, recruit, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. I would answer this way. It's part of the package. It's not maybe quite as crazy as football or basketball, but it's getting there. And so, you know, that's what this house settlement is going to be so interesting to see how it all shakes out, to see, how much of that $20 million that they're talking about allocating will go to women's sports.
Lastly, Dan, and this is Dan Fisher, Pitt women's volleyball coach, again, number one in the country. You built an amazing program, really, and this is becoming a very high-profile sport. Anybody who watched the outdoor game last year was, I don't know, like 100,000 fans, and the TV ratings for the Final Four, it's so much fun to watch. Last question is, when you're where you are now, out west, you're on the West Coast where you've gotten some players, how do you sell them on Pitt and Pittsburgh? How do you get them to come all the way across the country? What are your selling points?
Well, we have a bunch now. I mean, A, it's our team culture. It's a great school. The academics speak for themselves. And then now we have the history of success. And so, you know, really good players want to be part of, you know, special groups. And so, we feel good about our roster, and we also feel really good about our recruits coming in the future.
Well, Dan, we appreciate you taking the time on a busy morning. We'll be watching that West Coast trip, and man, it's a lot of fun to watch your team every single season. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you, and come out next Wednesday when we play Penn State at the Pete.
Oh, we will come out there, and I bet you a lot of other people will too. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That was fantastic.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.